My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented, dazzling, and just refreshing star of the Capitol Stamps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com. And Elena, I'm sure you took detailed notes of the Romney speech, the Ryan speech, the Rubio speech, the Condi Rice speech, Chris Christie, and Romney. But I know the one that's going to make it into the show is Clint Eastwood.
Well, you're going to ask me to explain it, aren't you?
But go for
it. The only thing I can say is you saw that chair he was talking to?
Uh-huh.
We built that. Yeah. No, I'm actually very tempted to use the Neil Diamond song, "I Am, I Said to No One There, and No One Spoke at All, Not Even the Chair."
You gotta love it when people decide to go out there without not only a teleprompter, but without even a script. So were you guys just kind of rubbing your hands with glee as that continued?
Yeah, I don't know. You either admire that or you're horrified by that. I can't figure out which it is. It's weird. Like, who would ever do that? I'd be glued to my notes. But
First of all, and you've worked in the political realm before. Apparently, he had 5 minutes allotted to him, and he went 12 right before Rubio and Romney. So you know the handlers are pulling their hair out on that fact alone. And then, you know, he took a while to get through certain sentences, and you weren't quite sure where he was going. I'm not sure he quite knew where he was going. And if the Pepto-Bismol wasn't already out, it was definitely out during some of those moments.
And at one point he said he didn't want an attorney as president, and I think Mitt is, right?
He's got a law degree. I don't know if he's ever practiced, but he definitely has a law degree. So my guess is he probably passed the bar somewhere along the way. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that will go down in history, I guess, won't it?
It's always the unscripted moments, Elena, when you get a little bit off message. But he also took some shots at, you know, Joe Biden in there that pretty funny. A grin with a body behind it. Are you going to use that one?
That is a great image, isn't it?
But anyway, Mitt Romney also gave a speech, in case you missed that. That seemed to go pretty well. It's well-received in the hall. We'll see what the polls say. In honor of that, the Capitol Steps with a two for Friday here.
Okay.
A double shot, if you will. And the first one kind of talks about how, especially back in the first time he ran for president, there was a little bit of position shifting going on with Romney.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the grand tradition of Mike Dukakis, Paul Tsongas, and John Kerry, every presidential campaign needs at least one candidate from Massachusetts. So please welcome Republican candidate for president, Mitt Romney.
I'm so handsome, am I not? I could host a TV game. It's my photograph you got when you bought that picture frame. I backed healthcare in the past, but to win a White House fight, gotta change positions fast. Help me fake it to the right. If religion is your thing, go to Broadway now and find that they love the Book of Mormon. So I think this year is mine. I need 10 million votes, they say, to be my party's nominee. I'll get them all the Mormon way when every Osmond votes for me.
Oh, Elena, there's two things I really like about that song. First of all, you kept the memory of Paul Tsongas alive. people don't remember his 1992 White House bid that didn't last super long. The fact that you worked the Osmonds into that. I know the original version also had an Osmonds reference, so that was very, very well done.
who's been talking about the Osmonds lately? Only us.
Well, she was on Dancing with the Stars or something like that.
Oh, that's right. She was. She did pretty well, didn't she?
I think so. As I recall, she passed out at one point on live TV, so ABC loved that probably.
Well, for ratings, right?
Absolutely. So, but we're not done yet here because, of course, Mitt Romney has a certain image that he's trying to fight. He's obviously very wealthy. He's been very successful, but the Obama campaign is trying to make it look like he's out of touch as a result of all his wealth. So the Capitol Steps found a way for Mitt Romney to clear things up, as I recall, correct?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
The presumptive Republican nominee for president, Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Obama was praised for his comedy at the recent White House Correspondents' Dinner. He took a couple jabs at me, so I thought I would try my hand at telling a joke. As you know, President Obama likes to criticize me for being wealthy. Obama likes to say he wasn't born with a silver spoon in his mouth. Well, of course not. They don't have silver spoons in Kenya. Am I right? Okay. Obama also slow jammed the news on the Jimmy Fallon show. So just to prove that Mitt Romney isn't such a stiff, I decided to up the ante with a little bit of that thing the kids today call rap. And to help me out, I'd like to bring out one of my political advisors. He just arrived after a long drive on the hood of my car. Here he is, Roof Doggy Dog. And as you all know, we rappers never apologize for making and spending money. I've got big bucks and I cannot lie, but I'm an average guy. I'm a NASCAR fan. I've got big dreams because my friends own the teams. I was young in a baby's bib when I bought my first nice crib. I'm like you, no lying, if in a private jet you're flying. Hey, voters, I've never clipped a coupon. I like Grey Poupon. I'm so rich, it makes you spit. My shoes are made from Seabiscuit. Here's the thing, you know you wanna touch my bling. Lines forming, crowd swarming to get with this gangster Mormon. So voters, what? Voters, what? No more change, it's plain. Vote for me and I'll make it rain. I'm MITT, I dress so dapper. Now they're calling me the plain white rapper.
Oh, Elena, it was Paul Ryan the other night who said that even he has to admit that Mitt Romney's iPod pretty much sounds like elevator music, so I'm not quite sure there's a ton of rap on there.
Well, that's why we did this. Mitt's trying to change his image.
Apparently so. So, Elena, as always, a lot of fun. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn about them at capitalsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.